I'm hearing the Sheffield show. All right. Cooper, do you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Coop, what's up, man? How we doing? How we living?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We're still just getting ready, but just want to say hey.
Yeah, we'll hop into this.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Yeah, we'll hop into it here in a second. So,
All
right, cool. As I see here, is it Richfield or what did I say, Germantown? Where did you say you're from there? Like, is on your bio, it says
you're from Richfield.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There went to high school at Germantown.
Okay.
How you feeling about him this week? Or what,
excited.
Did they play this week?
Are you talking about, you're talking about Germantown?
Oh, they got a limit.
Oh, yeah, we lost. Pablo.
That's my bad.
Yeah, they lost.
Clearly did not do my homework. Yeah, we're off to a hot start right now.
All right.
Bro did not watch Prep Mania last week.
Are my Bulldogs
out? He wasn't watching Riley on the broadcast.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it.
Riley and the Cedar River Bulldogs.
Well, red face. You can see it.
I'm not sure, actually.
I know they were basketball there at state last year. So.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I called the Cedarburg game last year.
Nice.
Last year.
Nice.
That was fun. But
all righty. We'll hop into it right here. So, all right.
I'm ready. Whatever.
Welcome back to the Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Pablo Iglesias. We are thrilled to be joined by Cooper Catalano from the Wisconsin Badgers, a true freshman linebacker who is coming off a great game, well, actually coming off a bye week here. So, Cooper, first, thanks for taking the time to jump on with us. And you're an 18-year-old kid, so how much did you really need the bye week here? Like, did you have to do a lot of recovering or getting caught up on homework? Like, how do you spend the bye week?
Yeah, we had a nice three practices there. But, yeah, it was nice to get a quick little bye week. I was able to go home for a little bit, saw the family. But, yeah, it was nice getting off your feet a little bit, so I definitely took advantage of the bye week.
Favorite thing about this too. I mean, it's you get to go home. What are some things that you look forward to when you get those weeks off back at home?
Yeah, went and saw all the football guys. Had a little breakfast with them before their game against Winona Grove, and then was able to see the family a bunch. So that was cool.
So you talked about it going home. Obviously, is the Richfield area and Germantown? I think of school you're talking about there, but how? Has it really kind of settled in for you at 18? It's hard to kind of have a bigger perspective, but you know, I just interviewed Mark Tauscher earlier this week, and then you got the story about Jim Leonard. You got all these Badgers who are from Wisconsin and then played at Wisconsin. It's such a unique thing to be done, and it always seems to mean a lot for those players. Has it kind of, you know, gotten into you that you're a kid that grew up in Wisconsin, is now at Camp Randall wearing the Motion W? Has that hit you?
Absolutely. Huge honor just to be an in-state kid, being able to wear the W on the chest. Obviously, being a fan all my life growing up means a lot. Like I said, to wear it, have the jersey, be a part of the team, I think it means a lot to me just being an in-state kid. Like you said, I just think it's a great opportunity, really cool experience for me to be able to represent that W. Like you said.
Yeah, Coop, on top of that, too, you're getting some more playing time right now, right off the bat, first year with the team and everything. You know, what's that experience been like, getting to get out and get that PT, again, with the team that you grew up watching, your state team, all that? What's it been like getting some reps early on?
It's been really exciting for me. I think I've had a great room, great coaching staff as well. It's kind of helped me get to this position. A lot of work has gone into it. I just think back to winter and all those workouts we did. I think back to fall camp and kind of really, you know, settling into the defense and kind of just getting more comfortable in my role and just learning from all the guys in the room, like Christian Allegro, Tucker Curtis, Garrison Soliday, and new in our room, Aaron Witt. Just having all those guys with a bunch of game experience that really helped us, me and Mesa, helping us kind of showing us the ways and kind of giving us great tips. And just having all those guys with great experience in the room has helped us a lot.
A lot of Badger fans remember all the wins and the bowl games and all that. When you were growing up, like, who were your guys? Who were you rooting for? Like, who were your favorite Badgers when you were in the state or growing up in the state?
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked watching Leo Chanel. I remember in school I was watching his Chanel and five like highlight reels when he had wore five for that year. I always thought he was really cool, writing death row on his arms and stuff. So that was probably my favorite guy.
Yeah, that was tough. I remember that. That was sweet. Do you think you're going to get Death Row or something like that tattooed on you if you haven't already? Or do you want to come up with your own type of thing? I know we had Colin Wilder on a last week, too, and he talked about how the Grit Factory was built in the locker room. You trying to find your own niche over time?
I don't know if I would get it tattooed on me, but if all the linebackers want to do it, I'd think about it. But no, I think I got to wait a few years to write it on my arms. I think my arms got to get a little bigger for sure.
The worst answer ever to every parent asks you, like, if all your friends are going to do it, will you? Apparently, yes, the answer.
I too will get Death Row tattooed on my arm if my friends do as well.
We have Barry Alvarez has his show on our air, and he was talking about, you know, some of the Fire Fickle chants and how it's unfair to Fickle, to the players, and they're out there putting on a hard product. What does it kind of do to your mentality? How do you block out the noise when you're playing and you're hearing things against your coach who obviously you believe in, you chose to come here, you see the work that he puts in, you see the work that the whole staff puts in. So how do you separate those two things of like, look, fans are fans, they have the right to do what they want to do, but they also are not in that locker room to see how together you guys are and see how hard you're working and see how hard the staff is working. Like, how do you play both those emotions?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. Fans are fans. They're right to their opinion is their right. But like you said, they don't see the hours that we're putting in. They don't see the hours that Coach Fick is putting in. And like you said, like, he's our head coach, and we're gonna fight, scrap, and claw for him. And we all have 100% confidence in him. And we're going to show up to work every day and give it our all for him. And yeah.
What about Fickle? And obviously the program was the program when you grew up here. So what about Fickle and Trestle and the entire staff attracted you to Wisconsin in the first place?
I think in the recruiting process, they just did a great job of just telling me that they wanted to keep in-state kids in-state and wanted to keep that legacy going. So that was a real big appeal to me. And honestly, they just recruited me the hardest out of any school. So I think it was a really easy decision. Obviously, being an in-state kid, all those factors kind of led into it.
Yeah. Coop, why should this still be a premier place for kids in-state? I mean, I know whether it's, you know, both sides, if it's the recruiting team going out or just like even if you wanted to be the voice, why should kids still make sure that, you know, hey, if I could play for the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I am going to do everything I can. Why should UW-Madison, again, be a place for Wisconsin kids?
Yeah, I mean, I've always believed growing up, seeing a bunch of in-state kids dominate here, I've always believed the best players in Wisconsin to come and play at Wisconsin. I think that's always been an obvious choice, being an in-state kid. And where else would you rather be?
No, I think that's a great answer. I think that's the answer a lot of fans have, too. They want this team to succeed. They want this team to be a winning team. Obviously, you guys want that as well. So you have, like, this is a question here. So you're a young kid, so obviously there's a lot to play for here, but each week, like, the bowl's out, or not out yet, but the bowl could be out, but you have these games coming up, and you have some rivalry games left. So, like, when you're looking into each game, how does the coaching staff, how do you get yourself up? Because losing is something that is hard to break, and it can feel impossible at times. So how do you guys come up with that mentality week after week? Because that speaks a lot to the mental toughness of the team that you guys come out every week ready to play.
Yeah, I can guarantee you there's nothing like, no coaches are bringing us up. We're all coming to practice every day. We're all of a good attitude, and nobody's down. Nobody's quitting on the team. So I think the coaches do a great job of keeping us focused on the process, you know, coming in every day, striving to get better. And we're on to Washington. You know, we're focusing on Washington. We're trying to figure out what they do, and we're trying to figure out how to stop them. So we're going to do everything we can to do that. And
Cooper, from day one, starting out, putting on the pads, everything for Wisconsin, what do you think has been the biggest lesson you've learned about yourself that's brought you to this point?
I would say definitely the knowledge of football. I think everyone kind of, you know, playing high school football thinks they know a good amount about football and, you know, like basic concepts and everything. When I got here, man, those first few weeks, I was like, wow, like, I really don't know a lot about football, like, or as much as I thought I knew about football. So that was probably the biggest thing I've learned so far from just being here.
Do you have like a welcome to college football, welcome to Wisconsin story? I've asked a few pro athletes this too. What's been your welcome to the league? What was Cooper Catalano's welcome to Wisconsin Badgers college football story?
Yeah, I think I've said this a few times, but inside run periods in spring ball when I was still, you know, trying to gain some weight and just, you know, going against Wisconsin offensive lineman, that was definitely like a wow, like this is big boy football.
So a couple questions about like the defense. Like who's the one guy on the team you would never challenge to a fight? I'm assuming it's a defensive player. Could be an offensive lineman.
Never challenge in a fight. There are a few guys, definitely on the defensive line. I probably wouldn't challenge Ben. Probably wouldn't challenge Suggs. Probably wouldn't challenge Mace because I don't know how to wrestle. Yeah.
And who has the best taste in music on the team?
Best taste in music.
It's very relative, but still.
Hey. I would say, yeah. I mean, pre-practice, I'm in the secondary room with a lot of the guys, and they throw on some good classic rock hits. So I like classic rock. I like some old school music. So I would say Owen Arnett's got some good taste. Preston Zachman, and definitely Witt put some good songs on once in a while. So I would say those three.
And then as a defensive player, because I remember in high school I'd play in Michael Bennett, a former Badger, and he just ran right by.
Flex.
I was like, good.
Flex.
God. No, I was terrible. I didn't even touch him. Like, he was so fast. He was a great Badger running back, track athlete. So when you're covering in the Badgers here and you're going against your offense, who's the one guy on your team like, God, I hope I don't have to try to catch this guy because he's going to fly right by me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the backers, we all hope we're never matched up on Tretch, man. Like, if we're ever in a middle runner technique or any kind of carry, we're like, wow, like, I hope Tretch is in that three right here, wherever he's at. So I would definitely say Tretch.
And then the last thing I have for you is that you're playing as a true freshman. There's other guys on the team that are younger and could get opportunities to play as the season plays out. What advice do you give to, or would you give to any other true freshman players who haven't played a lot who might get playing time about at Camp Randall and playing on the field when the games matter on national TV? Like, how did you cope with that, and what would you tell younger players making their debut at some point this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, like I said before, had a great room, had great coaches, but I think really just coming in every day and focusing on that day. It's easy, you know, to get caught up in other stuff, you know, playing time, how many reps you're getting. And I mean, I'll be honest, like, I got caught up in that stuff early on, but I think I had some, like I've said before, some great leaders in the room that kind of kept me on track and just focused on the day-to-day stuff. And I think just coming in every day and just learning from what you did yesterday and trying to apply that to the day and just get better from that. So I think just having your process straight and being able to come in every day and get better is the biggest key.
Cooper, last question for me. We understand that it's been a rougher season for this whole group. What drives you the most? What's pushing these guys the most? You mentioned, again, attitudes are good. Everybody's coming in. Nobody's quitting on each other. What do you think for you has been pushing you the absolute most this season?
I think the biggest thing for me is just seeing all, like, the seniors, man. Like, in fall camp, they did a bunch of presentations about – they showed us their why. They talked about, like, what the W meant for them. And kind of relating back to high school, you know, it's easy to say, like, your senior year, like, most important year. But the same as college, like, when you have guys that are, you know, up in front of the team, like, you know, like, super, like, guys that everyone respects, and they're crying, talking about, like, their experience that they've had here and everything they've gone through, like, it shows, like, how much it means to them. And I hope that I can do everything I can to help out those guys and just, like I said before, come in every day and get better and just help the team in any way I can.
Well, Cooper, we appreciate your time and hope you continue the legacy that Jim Leonard and Tauscher and Joe Thomas and plenty of players have had over time of, you know, growing up in Wisconsin and then playing for the Badgers and representing them well past their time at Wisconsin. So, Cooper, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
This is the Jump Around in ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube stream. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good time. Appreciate
you
guys.
See ya.
All right, we'll see you.